The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And my co-host is in the studio, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who gets things done. You're fast becoming known on the internet as the person who gets things done.
Well, I think that's a good thing. What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful thing. No one emails me anymore. They email you and say, tell Carl to do this, and then I do it. So now everybody just emails you, right?
Well, that's a good thing. I take that as a compliment.
No, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
And I do get things done.
Yes, you do. And
I might drive you crazy, but I get things done.
You drive me crazy for different reasons. But anyway, it's Casual Friday, and that can mean only one thing. We're going to be reviewing examples of nutritional idiocy. But before we get started with that, we need to send our prayers and wishes out to listeners of the show in Japan and especially in Hawaii. We have a large base of listeners in Hawaii.
And the West Coast as well.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not clear on what part of the West Coast is actually getting hammered. It sounded like north.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how far south.
Well, I heard on the news that it's extending from Mexico to Canada, so.
Really?
Yes. So
wow.
I hope everybody's okay, and our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yeah. And on that note, what did you tell me you wanted to do tonight?
Well, Louisville plays Notre Dame tonight. Go Cards. It's March Madness, baby.
Yeah. There you go. And that's football?
No, that's basketball. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, so see, Louisville beat Marquette yesterday, and you know, Cincinnati got beat by Notre Dame, so we're playing Notre Dame, and then Pittsburgh, who was the number one seed in the Big East, got beat last night by UConn, so that's pretty exciting. However, I like Pittsburgh. I'm sorry they lost.
Do you really? You have friends there, right?
I have friends there, and I like the coach, Jamie Dixon.
Okay.
I like him. So enough for basketball. I know
I don't
that
know
bores you.
It doesn't matter. I don't follow the sports. In this situation, you know more than I do because I don't follow sports at all. So.
Yeah, this is an exciting time of year with basketball. But anyway, on to something else.
Tell me something that qualifies as nutritional idiocy.
Well, how about a banana in a bag? What do you think about that?
Well, tell me more, and I'll comment on it. What is a banana in a bag? Is this a joke? I've heard of the banana hammock. I've never heard of the banana bag.
Is a banana
bag.
Hammock like a yellow Speedo?
Yes, actually, it is. That's exactly
what
it is.
I've seen somebody in one of those once, and it was not pretty.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, Del Monte is selling bananas wrapped in individual plastic bags across the United Kingdom. So I think it's only in the United Kingdom right now. And they're stamping the bags with slogans, natural energy snack on the go, which makes no sense to me because a banana by
itself is already
a natural energy snack on the go.
Well, not, right, exactly, because nature put it in a beautiful skin.
Right, exactly, right. So they're trying to monopolize the market with this. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's stupid, but you need to talk more about this. First of all, their marketing campaign is that the banana is put in the bag when it's still unripened.
Well, they're picking them green and putting in the bag, and they say that they're claiming that the bag has controlled ripening technology.
Marketing is a wonderful thing. I love how they take the idea that because there is a special type of gas in the bag that retards it or
it will extend the life of the banana up to 6 days.
Yeah, right. But so it's actually a technology. It's just gas that they're putting in the bag. It's the same gas that they use to ship bananas across the world.
Well, they're saying it's going to ripen more slowly.
Right. Right. And so this is a Mother Nature built a perfect food and Del Monte is going to make it better.
Well, listen to what their managing director says. The managing director of the Del Monte in the UK says, quote, The new packaging is designed to provide significant carbon savings by reducing the amount of waste going to landfills, unquote.
Wait a minute. The skin that's naturally on a banana is biodegradable.
100% biodegradable, and so is the banana inside it.
Right. So how could they be limiting the carbon footprint? If anything, they're creating a carbon footprint where there was none.
Makes no sense to me. I think that is a nutritional idiocy.
So Del Monte gets the this week's Nutritional Idiocy Award for being the stupidest company in the world to try to profit on people. Okay. And with that, we have received something from a listener on Facebook.
David Hardy sent something about Hershey syrup. According to the Hershey syrup, it has plus calcium. And there's no calcium in it. It has 0% calcium.
So it says on the outside of the box, it says plus calcium. So in other words, you're supposed to think that it's fortified with calcium. But when you look on the product details on the back and the nutritional information where it says, you know, vitamin A, vitamin E, and where it says calcium, it says 0%.
It says 0% calcium. And not only that, the first ingredient of Hershey syrup was none other than high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yes, right. And let's face it, high fructose corn syrup is just like any other sugar. We're going to get into that later in the show. But anyway.
Right.
So do you think that Hershey's meant when you add milk to it, it has calcium?
Well, how could it? It says 0% calcium on it. It makes no sense to me.
I know. I'm
at a loss for words here because I don't know what to say. But that was good. David Hardy sent that to us.
So yet another example of nutritional idiocy. And you know what? I'll bet you 99% of the public who buys Hershey syrup looks at that and buys it and thinks they're doing something good. And very few of them probably turn the box around and read the back with the product details and nutritional information and see that it has no calcium in it.
Well, maybe some of those listeners will hear us and spread the word.
Spread the word around. There you
yes.
go.
Yes.
Okay. And on that note, I saw a story that you were working on that totally blew me away. And this was something about bacon-flavored baby formula.
Well, it was called Bacon Mania. It was something that I was reading, and it's just listing all of the products that they have that have bacon flavor in them, like bacon salt, bacon flavored popcorn, bacon soap, bacon lip balm.
Wait, back up. Bacon soap?
Bacon soap. So I guess if you want to smell like bacon, you can buy a bar of bacon soap and be appealing to your partner, maybe?
I was just going to say, I can see a girl doing that to catch a guy, because guys like bacon. So maybe if a girl washed with bacon soap, the guys would flock to her from across the bar. They would fly. They wouldn't know why they were attracted to her, but they'd be attracted to her. Maybe.
Do you think maybe I should get some bacon soap?
No, sweetie, you don't need anything else to attract people to you. You already have too many coming to you now.
They already have. I mean, they also have bacon lip balm.
That might be interesting. I don't know.
but the bacon flavored baby formula, they actually took it off the market. But the advertising on the article that I read was talking about how you need to feed it to your baby at a young age to get them make them stronger and more powerful.
So did this actually have bacon in it, or was it just bacon flavored?
Well, it said bacon flavored baby formula.
I wonder if it was artificially flavored.
I'm sure it was, but they took it off the market in 2010.
Oh man, that's sad because I mean I think every neonate needs a soy based formula that tastes like artificial bacon to just kind of seal the deal and make sure that they truly have a disease when they grow up.
What about this one? Uncle Oinker's Bacon Mints.
Oh, so they're breath mints or mints that you put in your mouth, but they taste like bacon.
Bacon. They have bacon-flavored toothpaste, bacon-flavored floss, bacon-flavored gumballs, bacon-flavored soda.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've actually tried bacon flavored or bacon infused chocolate at World Market in San Diego one day. I bought a bar of chocolate that had hunks of bacon in it. It was bacon flavored chocolate.
Ooh.
It was extra greasy tasting. The girl who came up with it wrote a story on the back of the box, and it said she got the idea one day when having chocolate chip pancakes with bacon. And she remembered thinking how good the bacon tasted when she was eating the chocolate chips out of the pancakes. And she thought, you know, why can't you just put bacon in a chocolate bar and the flavors would go together? And I while the flavors may have gone together, quote unquote, it was not. It was like, you know how bacon fat is like that chunky, hard fat.
Uh-huh.
The bar, after you ate it, it left like a coating of that bacon fat on your tongue. So it was pretty disgusting, actually.
Well, I wonder if the bacon that they use in things like that still has all the nitrates and.
Oh, of course. The federal government wouldn't allow them to use healthier bacon. They've got to use that bacon. You know what's funny? I have a farmer who processed the pig and he had it processed at a USDA processing plant, and he could not get the bacon back from them without them adding the nitrates and nitrites to it.
That's absurd.
Because he just wanted the bacon smoke. He wanted to take it home and just smoke it himself, and they wouldn't do it. They packaged it for him, and they added those things to it.
Well, then how can it – because at Trader Joe's, they have bacon with no nitrates
in
it. Yeah,
but that
– How can they do that,
They
then?
Can do it. But what I'm saying is most of the processing plants, they put it in there no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So, hey, you know what? It's coming up on a break, so let's go ahead and do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about – well, let's leave them with this. They say a rose by any other name still smells the same. Keep that thought. Keep that thought. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with Elisa Profumo. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, Orbit Nutrition is having a special blowout sale on all PES products, all performance-enhancing supplement products, reduced to ridiculously low prices. The Alpha T2, Erase, and Shift, which is a version of Alpha T2 without the stimulants. This sale runs through midnight. Tomorrow night, go to orbitnutrition.com and check them out. Okay, remember when we went into the break, I said, keep this thought in mind.
Yes.
A rose by any other name still smells the same. And right. The concept behind that statement is you can change the name of a rose, but it's still going to be a rose. It still has the same flavor, the same scent, the same look. And you'd look at it and you'd know what it is, even if somebody said it's not a rose, it's carpaccio, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, you take the story. What are the corn refiners of America trying to do?
They're trying to petition the FDA to rename high fructose corn syrup.
And why are they trying to rename it?
Because they're complaining that the old name has a negative/scary image.
Okay. Now I want to address that for a second. That's like somebody saying, we want to rename arsenic candy corn because it's got a negative image that people have. They think it's poison. Wait a minute.
It is poison.
Exactly. So let's really talk about what the corn refiners of America are really trying to do.
Well, they want to rename it to something simple and chic like corn sugar.
Corn sugar, because their attitude is it's no different than sugar.
Exactly.
And they keep saying that, even though there is a plethora of studies out there that show that it is different. Now, give the anecdotal information that you found about obesity.
Oh, okay. And from 1973 to 2000, the consumption of high fructose corn syrup each day for Americans grew from less than 10 grams per day to over 80 grams per day. And with that, from 1973 to 2000, obesity grew from less than 14% to over 23%.
Right. Okay. Now, the people, I'm going to play the corn refiners, okay?
Okay.
Well, people are eating more of everything. It's not just high fructose corn syrup that's at the wheel here.
High fructose corn syrup is in everything.
That is true, right. But you know what? There's been a lot of good studies out there, and a lot of people point the fingers and say, and we actually had this discussion just recently because you posted on someone's Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Tell the story without naming names.
Okay. There's a man that I'm friends with on Facebook, and he owns a company that produces foods like jellies.
He has a product called pie in a jar.
Pie in a jar.
Right.
And he posted a picture of a salad with tons of dressing. It looked like it was swimming in dressing.
Right.
And I said something about the high fructose corn syrup in the dressing, and he posted that high fructose corn syrup is the same thing as sugar.
Right. Unless you believe the something science. He said you can listen to the junk science out there. Now, keep in mind, this guy makes a living selling products made from high fructose corn syrup. He even said to you, you do realize that I sell products made with corn syrup.
For a living, that's what he said. Which I did not have any
right,
idea
before
he
that,
did
right.
that.
And when you look at his product, Pie in a Bottle, it's actually just basically high fructose corn syrup with some color in it that is supposed to make all the pies you make gooier and thicker because you're adding all this syrup to it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and you sent him some links to a variety of studies that were really good studies, but then I found this one. This one says it all. This one was done by Princeton University, and I'm just going to go right to the meat and potatoes of it. This was the quote from the lead scientist from this study, which was published in – I'll tell you where it was published in a second. Anyway, she said, some people have claimed that high fructose corn syrup is no different than other sweeteners when it comes to weight gain and obesity. But the results of our study shows clearly that it just isn't true, at least under the conditions of our tests. Now, basically what they did was they fed rats – high fructose corn syrup at levels or below that of soda pop currently being consumed by American public. So they added high fructose corn syrup to their water, and some they gave a sham. There was no high fructose corn syrup. And the rats that got the high fructose corn syrup developed a great deal of obesity. Then they also fed rats sugar, other forms of sugar, natural forms of sugar, and compared, and the weight gain from high fructose corn syrup was greater. And let me tell you why. We all know already that high fructose consumption leads to obesity because fructose must be converted to a long-chain triglyceride, means fat, before it can be converted back to a usable source of energy. So that means that when you eat fructose in high quantities, even from fruit, that sugar becomes fat first before it can go into your bloodstream and be used as energy, as glycogen or glucose then to glycogen. But high fructose corn syrup is even more notorious for this because unlike sugar, which has both fructose and sucrose in it, the fructose in high fructose corn syrup is unbound to the sucrose.
Okay.
Okay? And this is because how do they make high fructose corn syrup? You read the they add enzymes to it.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. They add enzymes to the cornstarch, and they liberate the fructose from it. Well, that process creates unbound fructose, which it's almost like fructose on steroids. It does its job even faster becoming fat than just regular fructose.
That's amazing.
So the corn producers of America can go ahead and change the name of high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar. They could call it Paisley paper. They could name it whatever they want. It's still crap.
But what I don't understand is why do they have to put high fructose corn syrup in everything? I printed off a list from the internet a while back, and it was about 25 pages long of products that have high fructose corn syrup in it.
Well, there's a variety of reasons. If you buy fat-free products or reduced fat products, you are almost always guaranteed that they will replace the fat with high fructose corn syrup because just like that fellow who sells pie in a bottle discovered, high fructose corn syrup creates the same mouthfeel as fat, that thick, slippery, dense feeling to food that fat attributes to food. So high fructose corn syrup is used in foods that have reduced fat to create that same mouthfeel as fat, number one. Number two, high fructose corn syrup extends shelf life. So in breads, you'll see high fructose corn syrup added to make it stay moist feeling and gooey feeling longer, and it doesn't get hard and crusty as fast. So these are the reasons why you find it in everything, on top of the fact that it's an inexpensive sweetener that the government subsidizes the production of.
Wow.
So, you know what?
Scary stuff.
Yes, it is, and it's crap. It's just crap. They ought to just, you know what? I'm going to give the corn producers a piece of free information. They don't even have to pay me for this, for the consulting. Here's what you need to do. Be honest. Be honest. Rename high fructose corn syrup crap. And so that when you read the label, it says ionized water, crap, and, you know, brown color. And just name it crap because we know that's what it is. And you can change the name from now till kingdom come. It's not a shell game. We know it's crap. Stop making it. Stop trying to sell it. Move on. Do something else with the corn.
Well, that's why you kind of need to stick to that idea of when you go into a grocery store, shop the perimeter, because right. All the stuff down the aisles is just such crap.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I had a girlfriend that was eating Special K cereal for breakfast, and I said, that's got high fructose corn syrup in it. What are you doing eating that? And she says, well, what am I supposed to eat? I said, how about some egg whites and something that's a whole food?
What did she say?
She really didn't respond.
She wasn't interested in hearing the message. And that's the truth about most people, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
When you tell people those types of things, you, a lot of times you can end up pushing them away if you're not careful because people get tired of hearing it, I think. And either they get the message early on or you're just not going to be able to do it. It just depends. You know, you can try all you want. So anyway, I was actually looking for some – let's see here. Well, I'm not going to be able to find it. We have – a fast food update.
Taco Bell, or should I say Taco Hell?
Yes, I like Taco Hell better.
Well, they now are selling their crunch wrap for 88 cents in honor of the 88% beef
that's in it. So now they're still holding on to this 88% beef thing that they keep pushing so hard.
And right, and they're calling the 12% their signature recipe. So you know how like KFC has their signature recipe, and
right.
You know they're all under the umbrella of Yum Brands.
Right.
So they're calling the 12% that nobody knows what it really is their signature recipe.
Right.
In conjunction with what KFC does.
So. I think that Yum Brands ought to hire Paula Deen as their spokesperson and change the name of the company to Yum Y'all Brands. How about that one?
That's a good idea. So what I did was I just kind of printed off what really what their seasoned ground beef has in it.
Okay.
Do you want me to read this paragraph of ingredients?
Yes, please.
Or just tell you, kind of point out some of the highlights?
No. Just go ahead, read it first.
Beef, water seasoning, isolated oat products, salt, chili pepper, onion powder, tomato powder, oats, wheat, soy lecithin, sugar, spices, maltodextrin, soybean oil, anti-dusting agent, garlic powder, autolyzed yeast extract, citric acid, caramel coloring.
Yeah, we know we don't want caramel.
We know coloring. We don't want that because that causes cancer.
Right.
Cocoa powder, silicone dioxide, natural flavors, yeast, modified cornstarch, natural smoke flavor, salt, sodium phosphates, and it contains beef, soybeans, and wheat.
There you go. So it does have soybeans in it. We talked about textured vegetable protein in the past that a lot of companies use TVP in their hamburger meat to make it go further. And this is yet another source of soy intake. People out there who don't think they're eating soy are.
Exactly.
They buy beef because they don't want soy.
Exactly.
Now, they say only 15% of that is
12%.
12%.
Uh-huh.
Right, 88 minus. Okay. Anyway, but the reality is that they have been exposed to having it the other way around, that like less than 20% of it is beef and the rest of it is all their secret recipe, uh-huh. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, and also, why do they have to put caramel coloring in their beef?
Well, no, it's not in the beef. The caramel coloring.
It's in the coating that they, the well, sauce or whatever
how else,
you want to call it.
How else will you make soy and oatmeal look like beef if you don't change the color of it? They have to change the color of soy and oatmeal. Otherwise, it looks like soy and oatmeal is in your beef. You go, hey, what's this piece of oatmeal doing in my beef? I didn't pay for oatmeal tacos. I paid for beef tacos. So they have to camouflage it and change the color.
I guess. Well, anyway, the Crunchwrap Supreme is what it's called. It has 540 calories, 190 of which are from fat, and it has 1,220 milligrams of sodium in it.
Okay.
So how's that?
Sounds,
the nutritional
sounds,
value.
Sounds disgusting to me. We have to take another commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more on fast food update because you have some other fast food companies to report on, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe
believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the fast food update, and we just discussed Taco Bell. But we have some news about Subway and Mickey D's. Let's talk about Subway first, Elisa.
Okay, Subway has now taken over Mickey D's as the top fast food restaurant in the nation.
That's amazing. That really is amazing to me. And that's all because of one guy who lost an amazing amount of weight claiming to eat Subways while he did it.
You think that's the cause of it?
Yeah, sure. Because everybody, because people want to lose weight without having to work. And Jared, I don't even want to say what he is really, but Jared, you know, positioned himself as, hey, I lost, you know, hundreds of pounds by eating one Subway sandwich a day and walking for 5 hours a day.
Yes.
You know, yes. Was it the Subway sandwich? No. Was it the walking? Yes.
Right.
I mean, he could have eaten a slice of cheesecake once a day. I mean, he basically went on a starvation diet.
He could have been on the Twinkie diet.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at some of the nutritional information of the Subway sandwiches, and some of these sandwiches, they say it's 6 grams of fat or less, but it has 1,200 milligrams of sodium.
In a sandwich, right.
In a sandwich. And I'm looking at these that they're claiming has 6 grams of fat or less. None of them are under 900 grams of sodium, milligrams of sodium. And then everything has like 48, 49, 60 grams of carbs in it.
And that's where the magic is. Anything, you know, anything at 40 grams of carbs per sitting is going to spike insulin.
Right.
And Subway is not a good choice to eat.
No. And that's just the meat and the bread. Let's not talk about, I mean, let's talk about everything else, the mayonnaise or whatever else they're going to put on it. I realize right. that mayonnaise has some fat in it, which could be good for
and
you.
And I personally like mayonnaise, actually. But,
right, right.
Real
but,
mayonnaise.
But
yeah.
Whatever else they put on it,
right.
You know, that's just the numbers without any addition.
Yeah, Subway is all bread. A Subway sandwich is basically all bread. There's very, very little in there that's good for you.
Well, their 6-inch tuna has 48 grams of carbs in it, 530 calories, and 30 grams of fat.
How much protein?
It has 21 grams of protein in
That's
it.
That's nothing. I mean, a single can of tuna fish has 33 grams of protein in it. A single right. small, like those 3-ounce cans,
uh-huh.
which has like 2.5 servings at 14 grams of protein per serving. So about 33 grams of protein in a single can. So there's not even a full can of tuna in that. Is that a foot long or a 6-inch?
That was a 6-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if people order the foot, let's be honest, they always upgrade you to the foot long. So imagine that means that the foot long probably has to have like 100 grams of carbs.
It's crazy.
That's way too much. So they are now the number one fast food franchise overtaking McDonald's.
Yes. Can you believe that?
But McDonald's is going to get even with them. What's McDonald's going to do now, I wonder?
Sell more of their oatmeal that has more sugar in it than a Snickers bar?
Yeah, no,
that,
McDonald's is just going to sell buckets of high fructose corn syrup and call it Happy, Happy, Happy Day. And then people are going to buy that at the drive through.
Oh, my goodness. I just looked at – did that sound Southern just then?
Yeah, oh, my goodness. It did, really. That's funny.
I didn't mean for that to.
It did. That was good. That was good.
I just got so excited. I just looked up the footlong.
Right.
It has 120 grams of carbs in it. For the chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
I got a little excited and the Southern girl in me came out.
I know. That's disgusting. It's terrible.
That is terrible. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the fast food update, nutritional idiocy. Let's thank Elisa Profumo for the update. All right. There you go. Thank you, Elisa.
A little applause.
There you go. Anyway, onward and upward to something that we don't give a lot of thought to. I thought this was interesting. And the only reason why we're talking about it is because most of us don't give any thought to where artificial sweeteners come from, especially sugar alcohols, which seem to be some of the worst culprits in spiking insulin. But sugar alcohols come from where, Elisa?
Sugar alcohols are made from cornstarch, with the exception of xylitol. Xylitol comes from varied sources such as birchwood, sugarcane, and sometimes corn.
So there's your corn again. You know, corn is everywhere, isn't it?
It's taking over the world.
And you know what? The worst part is we don't even know. We were talking about epigenetics earlier in the week with Dr. Peter Rouse. And the reality is what we do today is not going to affect us as much as it's going to affect two and three generations up the road. So the GMO influence has yet to show itself. This government doesn't care. This government doesn't care. If you eat corn, I say you're an idiot. I'm sorry. That's it. And I know those are harsh words, and I'm probably going to upset somebody out there who has the occasional piece of corn. I mean, hell, I had a couple handfuls of popcorn the other day, so it's not like as though.
That was non-GMO popcorn.
Amish popcorn.
And it still kind of upset my stomach.
Yeah, I can't eat corn.
I can't either.
Yeah. But anyway, there's no telling what this stuff is going to do. And even when you don't think you're eating corn, you're eating it in things like sugar alcohols.
Right. I can't eat sugar alcohols either.
A lot of people can. A lot of people say they upset their stomach.
It upsets my stomach badly.
See?
Yes.
So there you go. Sugar alcohols, yet another culprit. David Wilson posted on my Facebook some time back after the last Casual Friday show, greatest superhuman radio quote ever heard. And he just put in quotations, people poopy. Carl Lenore. So in other words, that was a quote by me. I did use the term people poopy when we were talking about fish who were raised in sewage.
Uh-huh.
And then we eat them at the restaurant. And I said, hey, these fish are basically swimming in people poopy, and then we're eating them.
Yes.
So people poopy has made it back into the news, hasn't it?
Right. Nick Guggs posted something on my Facebook about grocery carts in the grocery stores.
Now, I have to say something. I have never bothered wiping the handles of grocery carts down before I met you.
Well,
you always do. I mean, you literally, as soon as you before you go to the cart, you go to the little dispenser and pull the little thing out, and then you wipe it down as you pull the cart away. And a lot of times, if I grab the cart first, you go, wait a minute, and then you come and wipe it down. And I've never done that ever.
Well, I wipe down the handle, and then I also wipe down the little basket area that I usually set my purse in. Or, you know, when you think about it, you're setting food in there.
And little kids sit in there.
And little kids sit in
that dirty
area.
Diapers.
Yes.
Poopy diapers.
People poopy diapers.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, according to the University of Arizona, they did some research. 72% of the carts had a positive marker for fecal bacteria. 72% had E. coli on them.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. And didn't they say that actually was more fecal matter than that's found in a public restroom?
They actually found more fecal bacteria on grocery cart handles than you would typically find in a bathroom. And the reason for that is because bathrooms are disinfected more often than shopping carts.
Wow.
That's amazing to me.
So next time you go to the grocery store and reach for that cart, just remember you actually may be putting your hand in the pants of the person who used that cart earlier that day. Because it's also clear that people don't wash their hands after going potty. I mean, how else would it be getting on there?
I guess that's disgusting.
I know the whole concept is so disgusting.
I don't know.
I was at a restaurant not too long ago, and I went to use the restroom, and a guy walked out of the stall and breezed right by me. I was washing my hands, breezed right by me, and went right back out. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy, like, how stupid can you really be to use a public restroom and do your business and not wash your hands afterwards? I mean, that is just unfathomable to me.
Was he a server or was he a patron?
No, he was a patron. I walked out and I looked to see the table that he sat at. He was sitting with like four or five other people. I'm thinking, man, this somebody's going to say to him, hey, hand me a piece of bread. This guy's going to reach and hand him a piece of bread. Here, bread smeared with poopy. There you go.
People's poopy.
People's poopy. There you go.
You know, something interesting also that I read in this article was that, you know, the reusable grocery bags that we all use, hopefully everybody's using them. We don't wipe those down. They're not wiped down very often, and you're putting meat in them and putting foods in them. And it's really a good idea to take a sanitizing wipe or like those Lysol wipes.
Throw it in the washing machine. A lot of them are canvas, right?
Some of them are canvas, but some of them are not. They're made from bags, too.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. They reuse plastic bags and make them out of that same
stuff. Right,
same
so stuff. You can wipe that down, and I think that's a really good idea because I honestly didn't think about that.
Yeah, no one – I mean – I can't imagine anybody washes them at all. You just take your food out and you use it again next time.
Right. So
there you go.
Wash your bags.
So next time you use one of the carts in a public grocery store, think about the person who used it before you, and chances are it'll gross you out just at the thought. Okay. So we have a minute before we go into the next break, and I want to prep people for this next story a little bit.
Okay.
We are devoted to GMO here thanks to our government. The government is forcing GMO on us. Big companies like Monsanto don't give a damn about us. They really don't. I mean, we say this all the time, and Monsanto sits up there and doesn't care. They're saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with GMO. Everybody's being too – just like high fructose corn syrup. I mean, high fructose corn syrup, they want to change the name of it so we don't know what we're eating. When GMO was first introduced – it was supposed to have its own barcode so that you could identify it. And then big companies lobbied. The lobbyists went up and they said, hey, you know, the public's going to become afraid. We don't need to bother them with what's GMO and what's not. Just let's do away with the GMO barcoding. And in their divine wisdom, our politicians that we vote into office to protect us said, you know, you're right. People don't need to know what's GMO and what's not. It's all safe. Science is good. We know what we're doing. We're America. So you can't even identify what's GMO anymore. However, our brethren across the pond in other countries, they don't want GMO. Right. They don't want GMO at all. And they fight very hard to keep GMO out of their food chain. Uh-huh. But our government is destined to teach them the right way. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the American government has been doing to try to coerce other countries to buy our GMO, and they won't do it. So think about that next time you buy something that's potentially GMO. Other countries won't even eat it, and we're supposed to be smarter and better as a nation than them. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is shocking stuff. This really is. You know, I come on the air a lot and I say, you know, I don't know if there's a conspiracy afoot. I don't know if the government is corrupt. I don't know, you know. And the reality is they really are. There's really no doubt in my mind. The government, just like anybody else, has the ability to be corrupted and is corrupt. Okay. This was from CBS News. Senior U.S. officials in Paris advised the George Bush administration. This is back in 2007, because this was recently unclassified and released, to launch a military-style trade war against the European Union for resisting genetically modified foods, according to newly released WikiLeaks cables. The then U.S. ambassador to France, Craig Stapleton, asked the government to penalize the EU, and particularly countries that banned the use of GM crops. The move came in response to a 2007 French ban on GM corn variety made by the U.S.-based company Monsanto. You know what? I predict 100 years from now, children will be learning how the United States civilization almost came to an end at the hands of Monsanto. Monsanto will go down in the annals of history right next to Hitler, Attila the Hun, you name all of the worst culprits that have preyed on humanity. Monsanto will be right there with them. I predict that now. Okay, I'll be dead when it happens, but hopefully someone will still listen to this podcast. Country Team Paris recommended that we calibrate a targeted retaliation list that causes some pain across the EU, since this is a collective responsibility. But that also focuses in part on the worst culprits. This is what Stapleton wrote in a memo in 2007. The list should be measured rather than vicious and must be sustainable over the long term. Now, here's the bottom line, okay? We are trying to force the European Union to buy food from us that they know is not healthy. Think about that for a second. Think about how ridiculously selfish that is. Now, we feed this food to our own people. The Grocery Manufacturers Association estimates that 80% of packaged foods sold in the U.S. and Canada contain some GM food, some genetically modified food. 80% of packaged foods.
Read the last sentence there.
On that same line?
On the same. Animal studies have shown serious health risks, including infertility, accelerated aging, organ damage, and birth defects linked to these foods.
Yeah, I,
I did a show 2 years ago called The Circle of Death with Howard Vlieger. Howard raises pigs, and he started studying genetically modified crops when all of his pigs, their litter rates started going down when he was feeding them corn and soy that was GM. They developed symptoms equivalent to IBS and GERD, which is something that's big in the United States here. People have acid reflux syndrome and IBS all the time. When he removed the genetically modified material, the foods, the pigs got better in like 3-4 weeks. And when he reintroduced it again, they got sick again. Then when he processed them, he looked at their stomachs, and he could see the linings of their stomachs looked like they were ulcerated from the GMO foods. Now, pigs, the reason this is significant is pigs bear a great resemblance to human beings. Pig thyroid is what they use for Arma thyroid.
Oh, really?
And pig hearts is what they used to use to replace heart valves. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger has a pig heart in his chest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if it happens to pigs, it happens to us.
Wow.
But yet, the American government, in its divine wisdom, at the hand of a sinister company, Monsanto, sinister, I use that word specifically, because they don't care who gets sick. They just want your money, and they're glad to kill. You know, I have more respect for a guy who puts a gun in my face and says, I'm going to kill you, than a company like Monsanto, which is killing women, children, infants, people all over the world. They want to kill all over the world now. If they're not satisfied with just the United States, they want to kill people in the EU as well. I applaud those of you in the EU for not giving in, and I hope that you never buy GMO, because when I move out of the United States, I'm moving someplace where they have no GM food.
How arrogant of the United States government to think that they can force them to use that type of food.
They won't even feed that stuff to their cows in New Zealand. They won't even feed genetically modified corn to their cows in New Zealand.
Well, that's good to know.
Very good to know.
Maybe we should move to New Zealand.
There you go. It's a very, very long ways away, but yes, you're right. Maybe we should. All right, so what else do we have to report? Let's see.
Well, you want to talk about the stem cells?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Another break in stem cell therapy.
Right. According to the Science article that I read, they can now use baby teeth. Let me rephrase that. Baby teeth have stem cells in them. Of course, we knew that. But there are now companies that are cropping up where you can actually have your deciduous aunt baby, that's a baby tooth, have it removed and send it to the company up to 4 teeth, and they'll store it for
you. They're repository. 2 baby tooth repositories. Right.
They're going to put the tooth fairy out of business.
But now, you know what's going to happen.
What?
The people that are against stem cells, because explain, the tooth has to be harvested, right?
Well, the tooth has to be harvested. It has to be attached. There's the nerve of the tooth is called the pulp. It has to have a blood supply to it. For it they have to harvest it while it's still attached to the gingiva.
Right.
For them to be able to use it, right.
Right, so it can't fall out on its own, is the point.
That's the point, right.
Okay, so now what you're going to have is people who are going to say, you're pulling baby's teeth without the baby needing it pulled, and you don't have the consent to pull that baby's tooth. They're going to start taking parents to court now keep in mind, who benefits from the storage of that tooth? The baby when he gets older or she gets older.
Right. Well, and it's not cheap to do, though. It's $590, and then it's $100 a year, and you can only store them for up to 20 years.
But that's still not a bad deal. When you think about that, we know that stem cell is going to change the way we treat disease in this country, and I don't think it's a lot of money.
No, and let me read this to you. It says, by using the stem cells from these teeth, they can avoid using human embryonic stem cells. And
right.
We all know how controversial that is.
Right. But I'm telling you, the same people that stood against the human embryonic stem cells are going to say, you're torturing babies by pulling their teeth out prematurely. I guarantee that that's what's going to happen. You mark my words.
You think?
Yeah, because people are opposed to anything that that creates progress. And keep in mind, I say it again, the individual that would benefit from that would be the baby when it's older.
So I have a question for you. A lot of times people go in and have teeth removed that are still attached. Like, let's take a third molar, a wisdom tooth, for example.
Right.
A lot of times if they're impacted and they're causing issues, they'll remove that while it's still in place.
Right.
So it still has nerve supply to that, blood supply to that pulp.
Right.
Okay, so why can't they use these stem cells from these teeth, like in university settings and places that they're extracting? Why can't they use these for research purposes?
I don't think that there are stem cells in adult teeth. I think it's just
there are in wisdom teeth.
Are there really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, you may have just stumbled onto a totally new business. Hey, we're going, there's not going to be any more radio show. We're going into the we'll store your wisdom teeth business.
Well, it says here adolescents have wisdom teeth removed between the ages of 14 and 25.
Okay.
So, and they still have, like, for instance, if you're going to have orthodontics done, you'll have your third tooth, your third molars removed because it's going to cause crowding.
Right.
If you don't have them removed.
Right.
When they come
so
in.
So those kids could use those teeth then, theoretically.
Right. Or the universities can use them for research purposes, use the stem cells from those teeth.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. That's a great idea. But I'm sure that someone will try to get in the way. But it is a great idea. It really is. You know what? We only have about 5 minutes to the end of the show. We got an interesting call, and we're going to have this guy on the show. I want to play, you know, and by the way, I know I don't say it often enough, but if you want to leave us a message, you want to get something out, you want us to play it on the air, you could dial 206-222-2218 and leave us a voicemail. And assuming that it's not something totally vulgar and stupid, we'll play it on the air. But here's a guy who called us. Hey, listen to this for a second.
Hi, my name is Kevin Tingler. And I'm a superhuman. I broke 100 yards of concrete with my bare hands. And it was 809 bricks. I broke bricks underwater. And I was on America's Got Talent in 2008 for breaking bricks on fire with my bare hands. And recently, coming up September 19th, 2011, I will be in the Guinness World Record Book for breaking the hardest window glass in Rome, Italy. And all these videos could be seen on YouTube. My name is Kevin D.K. Taylor. And go to YouTube and put in the tag WSBBA.
Well, we're rooting for you, Kevin. And I'm going to see if we can't get Kevin on the show. I've got his phone number, and we're going to call him. And maybe we can have him on a casual Friday show to talk about his big break coming here to make the Guinness Book of World Records. He breaks bricks with his bare hands.
That's amazing.
He broke 100 yards of bricks. I mean, that's a lot of bricks.
That is.
I mean, dude, I wouldn't want to get hit by this guy. If he could break bricks with his hands, he could probably break jaws pretty easily.
I'm sure.
So now, as a woman, does that like impress you that a man who can break bricks with his bare hands?
Well, yeah, I guess.
So should I start practicing that? would that impress you?
No, I like you just the way you are.
Okay, thank you. You don't want my hands to be all crumpled up and broken, fingers and all that sort of stuff?
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there you go. I won't be practicing breaking bricks, but we'll get Kevin on the show. And if any of you have any messages for us, please either Facebook me or please friend Alisa Profumo, A-L-I-S-A-P-R-O-F-U-M-O. We need to get Alisa up above 1,000 friends. I need you guys to help me out here. I have a lot of friends, and I need those of you who are friending me to friend her. She does get things done. If you have a question, if you need some help, if you need something done on the website, she gets it done. Hey, you know what? Francesco, what's his name? Verona? Let me see. I don't want to mispronounce his name. Francesco Verano commented about, we were talking about high fructose corn syrup changing their name. He said the food coloring called carmine is made from beetles. And I just went to the wiki page, and carmine is a food coloring. And it is produced by the scales of insects, such as the cochineal and the Polish cochineal, which must be a cochineal from Poland. But anyway, apparently that's a food coloring that they make from the shells of beetles.
Oh, that's disgusting. And it's called carmine?
Carmine. I really am upset about this because my father's name was Carmine, first of all. And I hate to have his name associated with a food coloring that's made from bugs. But now we have to watch out for things that have carmine in it. What's next? You know what? Caramel coloring, maybe they'll start making that out of dog poo, you know? I mean,
here we go back to poo again.
Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, listen, folks, they're feeding us bugs. You know, it's like, my God, how much worse can this get?
That's disgusting.
I don't even want to eat anymore. You want to know something? I'm just going to drink raw milk from now on and nothing else. That's it. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're coming to
we'll
the end of the show.
We'll report back on that next week and see if you stick to that.
No, I won't, because I have to eat eggs too and stuff. By the way, next week we've got Gary Taubes is going to be on the show. I'm going to have him on the show. I'm going to talk about, I have some real criticisms of Dr. Oz and the way he handled I feel like he showed Gary Taubes a lack of respect in the way he handled the interview.
Uh-huh.
And I really am upset with Dr. Oz. And everybody on the show knows that I already think Dr. Oz is an idiot. And I loved it when they said the man who thinks that everything Dr. Oz does is wrong. And then I came to learn that it was nutritionally.
Right.
I am the man who thinks that everything Dr. Oz does is wrong. Everything. All the advice that he gives people, there's a fraction of advice that's correct. And the rest of it is just stupid. And some of it's harmful. So if Gary Taubes is the guy who thinks everything Dr. Oz does is wrong, then he's got a competitor for that position, because I not only think that Dr. Oz is wrong about nutrition, I think he's wrong about vaccines. I think he's wrong when he tells people why body fat at the bottom, below the waist is not as dangerous as body fat above the waist. We know why. It's not because the fat cells are bigger. I mean, I saw him do the stupidest thing, showing people throwing balloons and saying, well, see, the fat cells are bigger, so they hit more organs. It's like, oh, my God, this guy's an idiot. He tries, in an effort to try to dumb things down to appeal to the masses, he loses the message in the science completely. So I know you're cringing because you like him, don't
no,
you?
No, no, no. I think he's trying to do a good thing in bringing awareness to the masses. Yeah. I think I applaud him for trying to do that.
Yeah.
If the message is wrong,
I can look at five or six shows and find four or five things that he tells people to do that are just ridiculous.
Did you watch the Gary Taubes show with him?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you think of that?
I think that Gary is intelligent, was trying to get a point across, and the point was real, and I think it's easily understandable. And I think Dr. Oz showed him no real respect, even though every word out of his mouth was, you know, I have a lot of respect for you. But then we'll talk about it when Taubes is on the show.
Okay.
Really, I really have a bone to pick with Dr. Oz. I think that he didn't show Gary Taubes the real respect that he deserved.
What I was surprised about, he asked him, I think on a couple different occasions, he asked him if he was a doctor.
Yeah, and you know what? When people do that, I just want to smack them. I want to shake them and smack them. You know why? It's like, no, I'm not a doctor, but I have read every single book that you have read, and I have understand them better than
and
you.
And then some.
Right.
And then some.
And you know what? And just because I didn't take the time to become indoctrinated into a corrupt, malign system run by the AMA, doesn't mean that I don't understand this science as good as you do.
Better.
Right. And in Gary Taubes' defense, he understands it better than Dr. Oz. But we'll have Taubes on the show next week, and I'll get a chance to rail against Dr. Oz with him. I'm sure that Gary is not going to let me get too far with it, because he's a kind fellow, and he probably has a little bit more self-control than I do. But anyway, that is yet another Casual Friday.
Oh, we didn't get to mention the Arnold. We were at the Arnold. We had a great
next
time.
Next week. Okay. Well, maybe we can do a show during the week, you and I, a one-hour show. People have said they want you on the show more often. Maybe this coming week, the first hour, we can do our Arnold update. What do you think about that?
Okay, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think that'll be a great idea. Hey, and post on Facebook if you think that'll be a great idea, because we had a lot of fun at the Arnold, and I want to report about it, okay?
Okay.
So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. We've got a bunch of really good shows next week. So don't miss an episode of Superhuman Radio. We'll see you then.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.